subsidiary friends to come in direct contact with Krishna. But the very nature of the Sakhi, she friends of ours, they never wants any contact, direct contact with Krishna. Always they serve, the very serving tendency, the nature of very serving tendency is such that they seek the best satisfaction of Krishna, and they are fully conscious that Radharani alone can supply that happiness to him. And we shall all help her so that she being helped by our services approaches to satisfy the desire of Krishna. And thereby we will be more we shall derive more benefit. If we approach direct, we will be loser. But if we approach Krishna through Radharani, in every way, we shall derive more benefit, more benefit. So Radha Kainkarya, Radha Dasya, that has been told for us to be the, our highest, the samambho nama of our life, highest end, Radha Kainkarya. Haiva Radharo Dasya. Kainkarya of Krishna in a general sense, but in a particular, we are sarvita in different asanas. This is in Madhurya Rasa, in Vatsalya Rasa, in Sokha Rasa. And the Guru represents the highest position, in his highest conception, he holds the position in every rasa, the direct servitor of Krishna. It reaches gradually there, in its highest conception. But relatively, again we are required to come down a little more. From Radharani, there is the Lalita group, Sakhi, and there are so many groups of Sakhi, and the Rupa Manjari, the Rupa Manjari, the principal of the girl servitors, and so on in the Vatsalya Rasa, Sokha Rasa, Dasya Rasa, everywhere, in this way. But we are more concerned with the Madhura Rasa in our mantra, the Rupanuga Sampradaya. And in the mantra and the Guru Parampara, we find that all within Madhura Rasa. That is, Madhura Rasa is the combination of all rasa. Adi Rasa, Adi Rasa, one of his men and acquaintance is Adi Rasa. That is, the most original rasa is this rasa. And in the is the combination of all rasa. The Sokha, Vatsalya, Dasya, Santo, all the essence of all other rasa is present in Madhura Rasa. So the Mukha Rasa, that is the principal rasa in the service of Krishna, Ishvara Krishna. And our highest approach should be the service of Radharani in the hierarchy. And it is her business to look after the real satisfaction of Krishna, and none else can do so. Only she is the fittest to render real service to Krishna. And we should be accordingly adjusted under her serving hierarchy in a proper place. Then we will be best beneficiary. Otherwise, if we are located here and there wrongly, then we are gone. We can't hope what is what will be our normal position and normal gain. Only properly located we'll be able to draw our most, our salary, our remuneration in the term of love. In term of love. Love, attraction towards Krishna. That will be more and more, and that is the coin by which we are paid. The coin of love. More attraction towards Krishna. If properly look at it. And then there our service, our remuneration will be more. Otherwise, we shall have to labor on some anomaly. And for the fine adjustment we shall have to come anyhow. That is the... And that the nearest leader we should see through whom the order or the necessary service is reaching me and who is taking my service and passing it through the proper channel to Krishna. And they are not hindrances, not opaque, but transparent. Not only transparent, but they are helping more. Our capacity will be enhanced by that heart. When it is passing through that, it will be purer, purer. Any anomaly that will be purified and it will be taken to Krishna in its purest quality. So they are all guardians, they are all well-wishers, and though they are mediator, standing on the middle, not hampering but improving my fortune. In this way we have to reckon. That is all. So we are seeing all the dasa sutta, dasa 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 anang dasa tam. This is the clue they are giving. Mahaprabhu says, so many devotees say, that only the direct servant, I can't tolerate that ego, that overwhelming power by direct effort. Just that we can get best benefit of the sun if we are adjusting a particular distance. If we are put in the nearer, we will be burned to ashes. So adjustment is a very precious thing. Proper adjustment. There we get our best benefit. Adjustment. So in the question of adjustment and our innate valuation, calculation, we are posted quality, quantity, we are posted in a particular place, position, where we can get most. That is our Guru Maharaj used in his last days. Often he used, religion is proper adjustment. Proper adjustment. So, we shall try to adjust, to realize, to understand. This maxim, that is the Hegel Sahib, I always say, die to live. Die to live. This is Vaikuntha. Death is finished in this world. But in the eternal world, where death is absent, there die to live means by sacrifice we can become great. Here also partially, one may give up the money, he gets the fame, the life of a fame. So, die to live, and everything is for himself. We have to adjust with this, that he is the enjoyer, and we are supplier of his enjoyment. That is our natural position, and we can thrive only in that plane, in that attitude. By giving we can thrive to him. We have to accommodate ourselves with this tendency. Through service we live, and through renunciation and exploitation we die. That is our innate nature. We must adjust ourselves with that principle, then we are invincible. We are invincible. Nothing in the world can take away from this principle of life. If we can adjust properly, what is service? What is dedication? What is surrender? And how helpful that is to us, especially when we are in the midst of gross exploitation. If not so, renunciation of any type. The renunciation and exploitation, these are the two general enemies of the devotees. And if we can cross these two enemy lands, then of course, then there is Vaikuntha, and the highest position is that of automatic, spontaneous, surrendering love, Krishna Loka. Mainly these few planes we are to be acquainted with, what is what. Then we can maintain our consciousness, ourselves, in the plane of Krishna Loka, Goloka, Vrindavana. What is Vrindavana? In the ontological conception, we must have such idea. And if we can adjust with this, we can be invincible. And we will be bold enough to announce to the world, so many, all the souls we find, Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna Upadesh, amara gyan. Quite confident, strongly established in such position. Anyone I shall see, oh, what are you doing? Save yourself. Come in contact with Krishna Loka. You will be saved and will prosper beyond your conception. Why do you lose your capital investing then in this mundane and fill the world of exploitation? Everyone is trying to exploit the vitiated world. Why do you put your capital in this filthy and mundane world? Go, come, and put your investment, whatever you have got little, on such bank. Unvulnerable bank, you deposit. It will come to you in time of need, and immensely beyond your expectation, you will have prospect there. This way, we have to approach one and all, whatever it be. Swami Maharaj told so many dogs, and they are talking about Russia and America and this Iran, this oil. The oil problem is the greatest problem for the civilization nowadays. And because the Arabian countries, they are in possession of that oil, everyone is looking with a greedy eye, and talking and gesturing, questioning, all these things of the oil center. America, 2 or 3 years ago, declared that oil is indispensable to keep up our civilization. So, without oil we shall die, we shall have to die. It is better that we shall fight. We shall fight and die. Why should we die for want of oil? Our civilization will be finished if we don't get the oil. So, why we should be finished in that way? Rather we shall give a fight, and then if we can't attain victory, we shall die. We won't die on the fasting. We won't allow our civilization to die fasting, but rather in a battlefield. That was declared 2 or 3 years ago, I remember. I saw it in paper. Gaudhari Bol, 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 Gaudhari Bol. Nidai Gaudhari Bol, Nidai Gaudhari Bol, Nidai Gaudhari Bol. Nidai Gaudhari Go, Nidai Gaudhari Go. Nidai Gaudhari Go, Nidai Gaudhari Go, Nidai Gaudhari Go. Nidai Gaudhari Go. Nidai Gaudhari Go. Nidai Gaudhari Bodh. None come today from Mayapur.
No.
Nidai Bodh. I passed last night with some apprehension after hearing from Ambujakha Prabhu. The present position is calm. I am very much troubled at heart. The great ISKCON of Swami Maharaj. Seeking something else can keep the standard of his purity of purpose. Engaged in self-seeking or materialistic grandeur, formality, they are at stake in present position. It is very deplorable to me. We feel proud, infinitely proud we feel for his great success to carry out the message of Mahaprabhu, far and wide, capturing the whole of the world. And is so soon, if that structure is lacking, it is a very deplorable thing. Where is Ambujakha Prabhu?
He's in Calcutta. He's getting his things to
bring
come
his
here.
He has gone to Calcutta.
Yes, to bring some things, belongings.
But what he told, as he presented, that very soon it will be dismembered. It is very difficult to conceive things in that way. How to keep it up to standard? That is our great pride. Gold, hurry, gold, gold, hurry, gold, gold, hurry, gold. Nidai, gold, hurry, gold. Nidai, gold, hurry, gold, nidai, gold. I don't know whether it is too much candid. He say, even Jayaprakash Maharaj, he will also live. His apprehension is like that. He will also live. He is so energetically moving on all sides to keep up the dignity of. He says that he will also come. Administration and will come. Because he is simple and he is a plain thinking man. He can't remain in that diplomatic circle for long. That is his opinion. I don't think so much. But still, whatever shadow he cast in my mind, I passed last night, an unpleasant night, I passed. Let Krishna save, Guru Maharaj save, let Swami Maharaj save, our great child. Great child, this corn, the pride of us all. Gaudhari Bodh, Krishna knows well than we are. Nothing is, it is not favored so much to us than his. He is most favored. He knows everything well more than us. But from our position, we deplore that God said, let Krishna save Guru Maharaj, Mahaprabhu save from such disembarkment and dismemberment and disruption. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. I had the conception of Madhyadin project that if they relent and wants to take you all again, the Madhyadin will also enter into the ISKCON that I fostered within. It will remain intact, Swami Maharaj's glory. It is true, I now remember that Swami Maharaj requested me, I now remember clearly, to take the post of president in this call. I remember.
Yes.
I forgot. But now I am reminded, how can I recollect? But yes, he proposed me to be the president of his con. But he has gone. So hardly he has finished his duty, Krishna has called him up. Mahaprabhu, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Sundara, Gauranga Sundara Vara, Nithan Higat Namadhi. Uchyudananda once told, he was sent by my advice to stay with Damodar Maharaj and to find some land there for purchasing. And he went and lived there for a few days. And Damodar Maharaj is a little crack bent somewhat. Leaving him in his house, he went for correction. And 2 days food only in store. And finishing that, Achyutananda is fasting. After 1 day's fasting, he said to me, what must the matter? And Damodar Maharaj gone out, and the food he kept for me, that is finished 2 days. And I am fasting last day also, and today also I have to fast, I have come here. Yes, indeed. And Govinda Maharaj, someone, he, why did you not come yesterday? And he told that he would come back. You are unnecessarily, you are observing fast for 1 day and a half without anything. He told, Krishna dancing, that was a very charming reply he gave. The Krishna dancing, he has no time to think of others, and we are cast aside by the wave of his dancing. He danced, and some falling, some breaking his legs, some losing consciousness, but he is engaged in his dancing. Something like that. Yeah, I mean, elaborately. He told Krishna dancing. He has no time to think about us. And we are suffering. We are cast aside by the wave of his joyful dancing. And we are thrown this side, that side. No care. No care taker of us. The Krishna dancing. The Leela of the Lord. And this is, of course, our desirable thing, that he will dance. And we shall rather fall at his feet, dance over my chest. My Lord, why do you dancing on the earth? Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. The Swarupa Bhavana Prabhu is expected this morning.
You told us the example of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji about the pregnant woman and a woman who's not really pregnant, just imitating.
Imitation. So imitation is not realization. We have to know it is a general thing, that imitation is not proper realization. The outward imitation, the taking the dress of a sannyasi, not a real sannyasi, that is mockery. That is rather offensive. Without realizing a particular position, if I take the dress of a king or a police officer, I will be punished. If I take the police officer's dress or anyone to deceive the public, I should be punished. So, in the spiritual world, no such punishment is seen from this plane, but punishment is just there on the higher plane. But now, there are agents who makes us careful about the imitationists. Don't mix with them. Try to understand what is the real symptom of a real thing. Don't approach the sham, the adulterated goods. Don't approach to buy the adulterated, purchase the adulterated things. All those glitters is not gold. Glittering is the is not the only qualification of gold. There's something more. Something like that. Do you follow?
Yes.
That is a general thing. But it is very difficult to understand the highly valued things. There is every possibility of being imitation. Imitation comes in the market. Why? To get more money. So highly valued thing will have more, greater imitation. They are dangerous than the ordinary exploitationist. You see, you know the Ram Ravan Jiddha, the Ohi Ravan, or Mahi Ravan. Have you heard, any one of you? When Ram is engaged in fighting with Ravana in Lanka, Sri Lanka, many of the heroes of the Ravan group has been killed. Then Ravan, disappointed, remember that one of his sons is living in underground, in the lower world, subterranean. Whereas, as I was told, the atomic war, they are creating town underground, is it not? To save persons from
fallout shelter.
From atomic attack.
Yeah.
Shelter.
Yes.
Atomic
shelter. Bomb shelter, they call that.
What is the technical name of that?
Bomb shelter.
Bomb shelter.
Fallout.
No,
shelter.
Some other.
Fallout. Fallout. Fallout shelter, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, fallout shelter.
And that will be controlled by the this machine man, what is robot. But robot controlled the subterranean town. Anyhow, that Mahiravan, Ravan's one son, he lived in the subterranean town of his own. And he was informed. And he came to see Ravan and told, heard so many things has happened. Almost all the stalwarts are killed in the battle with Ram. After hearing, Mahiravan also went to advise to Ravan that why in this unfortunate battle you have engaged yourself, still there is time, you may be saved if you respectfully return Sita Devi, his beloved wife, only wife he has got. You know, the kings, they have got any number of wives. He has got only one wife. How beloved she is to him. And you have taken her. It is very deplorable, Father. You give him back to Ram and get a truce. Yes, peace. But Ravan enraged, what do you know? I have called you only to help me, not to distract me. Then, of course, if you wish, desire so, I am ready to sacrifice my life. So he was a highly qualified magician. He anyhow managed Ram Lakhan. He wanted to plan to carry Ram Lakhan to his subterranean palace. And Vibhishan, the brother who had sided Ramchandra, he cautioned Ram, the most dangerous, majestic, that mystic and that hypnotist, magician, son of Ravan has come, and something inconceivable is going to happen. You, Hanuman, Raghuni, keep Ram Lakhan in a very guarded position. I suppose he will try his best to steal Ram Lakshman from our midst. I think his plan will be such. So guard them in any way, especially in the night when they sleep. Then Hanuman, they constructed a temporary room in Hanuman is guarding. Night guard, always. And Vibhishan, he is giving a view, surveying the whole battle position of the army, and he is patrolling. And now and then comes Hanuman, are you ready? None have entered. Yes, because some kings they entered. One king in the form of Kausalya, Ram's mother. I can't see Ramchandra. I can't keep my life anymore. Please show my affectionate son, Ram. And this is, I have dismissed her. No. Well, Kausalya, so long, didn't only today you have come. I don't believe in you. Then came as Ramchandra's father-in-law, Janaka, in this, that, in so many forms. very careful, don't enter. If your father comes, don't allow him to enter within God, very strictly. In this way, he is giving warning and he is patrolling his whole position. Then, when so many attempts failed, that Mahidavan, he had some new plan in his brain. He took the figure of Vibhishan himself and came, "Hanuman, are you very careful? Very careful you should remain. If your father himself comes, don't allow him to enter." "No, no." "But are they safe? Are you sure?" "Yes, they are safe. Let me go into and see whether they are in safe order or not." Hanuman thought the Vibhishan is my guide. He told about this mischievous plan and he is most interested person. He allowed him to enter. Yes. Then Vibhishan again came in his patrol. "Hanuman, are you allowed? What is this? Just a minute ago you entered the room and told him." "Oh, finished, Hanuman, finished." Went, no Ram Lakshman there. What's that? The demon has taken away those sleeping the masters of us. What to do, Hanuman? "But there is the door, there is a hole. And if you can go there is a town, subterranean town." And Hanuman also went. And anyhow, there is a story how he killed that demon and took out Ram Lakshman on his shoulders here. But the Vibhishan's imitation. So, the highest thing we want to aspire after, and if imitation is there, how loss can be affected on us, on our fortune. So we must be careful about the imitation. And Babaji Maharaj has warned in a plain way, the Shudra is not very rare, it is not very cheap. What we have come after, by our inconceivable great fortune, it is not cheap. We must try to follow, to be acquainted with the steps. Bhul bhuvasa jaha mana jana sama satya viraja brahmalog, then vaikuntha parabhum, then guloka, in this way. The steps we must not omit and try to know something about the nature of those steps. When the sound is coming, it must have come from that plane. It is sound which can be produced. The vibration, it is only from that plane. In this way we must acquaint ourselves. The sound, the name. The name, why? The name, the mantra, the name, it may be everywhere, even in a book you can find. But why did the sound come from a guru? Who is living in that plane, the sound of that plane, that will come within us and awaken us. Just as homeopathic globule, externally it is all one and the same. So namakkhar bahirai gati nam. But the meaning must have such depth, which when it will exert, it will. So take me to Goloka. Brahmanda bhamite kono bhagyavan jeev, guru krishna prasade pai bhakti latari, mali haiya sei bij kare aropan, শ্রবণ কীর্তন জলে কর এসেছন উপজিয়া বারে লতা ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভিড়িয়ায় ভূতভুবস মহাজনতম সত্যলোক ব্রহ্মাণ্ড বিরজা ব্রহ্মলোক ভেদি পরব্যম উপায় বৈকুণ্ঠ পরব্যম নারায়ণ ডোমেন তবে যায় তদুপরি গোলোক বৃন্দাবন কৃষ্ণচরণ কল্পবৃক্ষে করে আরোহণ কৃপার আর ডিভোশন উইল গ্রো and pierce through the different planes, atmospheres, and go direct to Krishna Pada, the Krishna conception world. There it will take its and that will surround him. His holy feet, generally, that his feet and his own, like a friend there. And gradually Krishna will locate himself in a proper serving school, and then give him engagement fully in his holy service. Sambandhagyan, that is Sambandhagyan. Sambandha avidhya prayojan. In three groups we have to understand the thing. Sambandha, place, purpose, position, all these things. And destination, prayojan. And avidhya means to attain the goal. That is. In three heads we have to understand, under three heads. Sambandhagyan. And prayojan, avidhya. Under these three classification, we have to understand, we have to realize the nature of the whole thing which we aspire after. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo. Nithai Advaita Bhul, Nithai Gaur Hari Bhul. Nithai Gadadhar Bhul, Gaur Gadadhar Bhul. Gaur Advaita Bhul, Gaur Srinivasa Bhul. Gadadhar Bhul, Gaur Bhakta Vritna Bhul. Nithai Bhul. Mahaprabhu, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes.
When you first came here, you were worshipping Shalagram Srila?
No.
No?
We came with Giridhari. I came here. Govardhan Srila. Oh. Mahaprabhu gave Govardhan Srila to Raghunath Das Goswami. So in Vrindavan, his followers generally, they begin the worship, go on with Govardhan Srila really. That is in Ragamarka, Goloka process. Shalagram Srila is a system of Vaikuntha. It is in Vaikuntha. So, our Guru Maharaj, he wanted to show that Golok is above Vaikuntha. So when who has climbed that to Golok, necessarily he has passed the Vaikuntha, that is Shalagram worshipping. But that is not our end. That is provisional something. Mahaprabhu kept Giridhari, and Prabhupada also, generally he used to give Giridhari, Govardhan Srila, to his devotees, especially the householders. Govardhan Srila, he told he worshipped as his Krishna, worshipped him. And Raghunath Das Goswami also, he, the other half he has supplied. It is mentioned that Tulasi Manjari, this Gunja, this. There is a kind of beautiful seeds to be had somewhere that is known as Gunja Phal. A favorite of Krishna also. And the garland made up of that beautiful red, little black, and almost every the whole body is of red, Gunja Phal, a garland of that, putting on the Govardhan, and that is conceived as Radharani, this small garland. It is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then Govardhan Srila, that is meaning Krishna, and that garland, small, of Gunja Phal, That is Radharani with this idea. Radha Govinda worshipping, continued by Das Goswami Prabhu, who is supported, who is accepted, the acharya of our highest goal, destination, Prayojan Acharya, and whose famous poem, Asa Bhuri Ramita Sindhu Mayi Kanunti, when Prabhupada used to chant this sloka, he, we found him most excited and sometimes shedding tears. This is Radha Rasya. This is the basis of Radha Rasya to be our highest realization. Asa Bhari Ramita Sindhu Mayi Kathanchi Kalu Mayati Gunita. Das Goswami is addressing Radharani in this way. Oh, my mistress or my lady, so long a time I am passing my days with a great hope, a great hope. Of the Sindhu Mayi Kathanchi, I can't. It is now it is surpassing my forbearance, toleration. I can't continue more. But for Asa Bhuri, the forceful or the heavy hope, and such as weighty hope, Asa Bhuri.